Seems as if your powers are developing quite quickly. It's only been, what, a month since your transformation? And already you have no problem handling yourself around an adult werewolf. Although, I must advise you to not get into any unnecessary fights. Well, that wasn't expected, but not unwelcomed. You've been quite affectionate as of late. Is something the matter? So you just wanted a kiss, then? Well, you could have just asked. Now then, let's test your other abilities, shall we? I remember mine developing a little bit after I turned into a vampire, which is why it took so long to kill my late husband. But perhaps it's different for everyone. Come along. Now, where is that familiar of mine? Ah, Harold. There you are. Please send for Dr. Brown. Thank you. I've asked Harold to send for a vampire doctor so that we may test your skills. So, until they arrive, sit down and have a drink. We need to get you used to animal blood. Human blood is addictive to our kind. I've heard a lot of our kind have killed entire villages after developing a taste for human blood. Vampires who have no guidance when they were first made go rampant. Any type of blood is better than human blood, including the blood of supernaturals, so long as it's not from other vampires. Well, it's fine if the blood is from your maker, but if you drink the blood of other vampires, you will die. Anyhow, before the good doctor arrives, let's test those abilities, shall we? Right, so. Some things you already know are myths about our kind. Vampires don't actually get incinerated by the sun. We get sunburned a lot easier than humans do. Crosses do nothing. Holy water does nothing. The only thing that really does anything is a stake through the heart. But let's be honest, anything can die from a stake through the heart. Let's see, what else? Vampires can die, but not from age, but from other vampiric abilities. So do be careful when you wave those things around. Now then, on to testing your abilities. First things first, have you noticed anything changing within you? For instance, have you found yourself being able to control people consciously or unconsciously? Okay, well, have you found yourself being able to transform into a bat? Yeah, well, of course not. If you could turn into a bat, then I would know. Can you make people fall asleep with just your thoughts? Okay. Well, what about telepathy? Have you been able to read people's thoughts with just your mind? You have? Who did you test that out on? The werewolf that you killed earlier. Okay, well, what did you find out from the werewolf? Excuse me? He what? Hold on. The werewolf that you just killed wanted to kill me. Is that why you killed him? Why did he want to kill me? I don't remember rejecting a werewolf, but I rejected him and he wanted me dead because of it. Well, I suppose I owe you one then. Alright, tell me, what am I thinking about? Sorry, what? Yes, I'm afraid of you and the possibility that you'd kill me. I mean, after all, I killed my late husband when I turned into one. Who's to say you won't do the same? You won't. Why not? You had your life ripped from you. All the possibilities that a human life could have given you. They're now gone. If you hadn't come here in the first place, then you... Well, I suppose you are right on that front. The choosing to be here, I mean. I mean, if you really wanted to, you could have ran when you were human and I would have let you. Well, I suppose it is what it is. Just, don't kill me in my sleep, okay? Well, other than the telepathy, have you noticed anything else about you? Okay then. Well, I'm gonna go find Harold and see what's taking him so long. Feel free to test out all of your abilities on the furnitures, or trees, if you're inclined. Just no one alive. Or undead. Not unless you have to. Oh, and one more thing. I really like having you around, Pet, so if you are going to kill me, try not to do it too soon.